Behind the Chair on Talk About in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, the lovely Emma Quirk has joined us in studio, all smiles. Are you watching Love Island, Emma?
I actually am.
Is it any good this year?
Like, I suppose it's only week two, so like normally it takes a couple of weeks to settle in, and do you know, there's all these bombshells arriving in still and things, but yeah, I know.
It's a good row now.
Yeah, well, there's a few of them already happening, and a bit of jealousy happening inside there, but sure, look, isn't that what TV's about?
And exactly.
Reality TV especially.
Exactly. Do they ever come in looking for a Love Island hairdo? Because I know that the clothes and the bikinis on Love Island can influence sales of clothes.
I suppose it's more like, you know, it's more when they come out of the villa, really. People have admired their colours and stuff, and that's where it will come, like, especially the blondes, and the way they've, I suppose, the way they've done, whether it's face framing or balayage or, you know, something like that. And or else they can be influenced that, you know, they get the blue tick on Instagram and then they change their hair colour maybe a year on. They'll be like, oh, you know this person from Love Island. Remember when she had this colour? You know, so there is a bit of an influence. Definitely they are all right, for sure.
Exactly. It's just extraordinary, really, how influential influencers can make their money.
For sure.
Now, we've lots of questions for you, and we'll start with this one that came in a couple of days ago, actually. It's from a listener who says, I got my highlights done on my hair about 2 weeks ago. I was there for 3 hours. It costs a lot of money. But the problem is, no one has noticed them. Honestly, I don't think they're all that noticeable myself. Does Emma think I should go back to my stylist and ask for a few more?
Yeah, I suppose, look, it comes down to kind of you can open a can of worms on this, especially, but I suppose if this client isn't happy and she just feels like she would prefer to go back to her stylist and have a conversation with her, by all means do. Like, I personally, I suppose, as a salon owner and as a stylist, if my client didn't feel happy and they had spent that amount of money, I would prefer them to come back.
Rather than bitching about you behind your back.
That's exactly it, you know. And I've always had that open policy within my salon that if you're not happy, please come back. And we will look at it and we will do as much as we can, you know, to fix it. What I always suggest to a person as well, if they feel, sometimes, for an example, with highlights, and now that we're talking about it, a client sometimes will be like, oh, that looks a bit bright or, you know, whatever. But my explanation always to that client is you really have to leave your hair 48 hours for it to settle. Colour is actually still developing on your hair for up to 48 hours after your colour service. The development just doesn't happen within the salon of that development time of the colour being placed on the scalp and on the hair. It actually is still developing 48 hours later. So it might have happened that the highlights might be, you know, the application might be too fine, that it might just need a bit more obvious looking, that it might need a bit more brighter few through it. If they aren't very noticeable, you know, there could be a couple of things, you know, like, can't just say that it's the hair colour, like, it could be that the shampoo that you could be using at home could be dulling it up straight away. You know, there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of things. So yes, definitely, I would always say go back to your stylist, or, like, if it was myself, come back to me, we'll have a look and see what's going on, and we open the question box and say, right, we eliminate what has happened or what do we need to do. And that's how I'd always resolve that situation, to be honest.
Yeah, and of course with highlights, they do, the more you wash and as the time goes on, they become more visible, don't they?
They do, exactly. So, like, there's loads of different things really on it. So yeah, definitely I would recommend go back just to see.
Now, we have a lady in her 40s who says, my scalp is driving me mad for the last 2 weeks, itching like crazy. I haven't changed shampoo or anything like that, and it's definitely not head lice. What could it be and what can I do?
Okay, so it could be a number of things. Look, we've had unbelievable weather the last couple of weeks. So unknowns to this lady, her scalp could have got slightly burnt. So that's where an irritation can happen first. It could be just a sensitivity just building up in the body. It could be anything. It really, really could be anything. That's where I would suggest going into your own salon or coming into ourselves and we haven't looked at it on the scalp camera and just seeing, like, these things can happen overnight. They don't. Sometimes it can happen in a gradual way and then it can also just appear overnight. It could be anything down to our menstrual cycle, you know, all these sensitivities. Like, there's so many different things, so I can't actually just say offhand what it would be. Like, I know that lady has said that she hasn't changed her shampoos, but sometimes we can actually just build up an intolerance, you know, to certain things. So it could be an ingredient, it could be anything.
Could it be something in the water? Because I noticed that during the summer, and it must be something they put in the water, I get this irritation on the tips of my fingers where the skin
I've actually peels. That's very weird you say it.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, and like that, I'm always, my hands are in water, you know, shampooing and stuff. And myself, I actually started that peeling on my skin as well. So I don't know, is it our bodies are just a lot more dehydrated, I think, because we're not used to this type of heat that we had as well. And as you said, with the water. So yeah, there could be a couple of things going on. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. This next question, I love it, and okay. it's I think it'll strike a chord with a lot of people out there. It's from Mary. She says, does Emma think it would be acceptable to ask a hairstylist not to chat to me when I'm having my hair done? I would prefer to just read my book and relax rather than make small talk for 2 hours while I'm getting my colour.
100% yes, that there's no problem in telling the stylist that you don't want to talk. It's actually a new thing that I've started to see it around the country being introduced. I would always pick the vibe up from the client, and then that's when I shut myself down. That I won't actually just, I don't want to annoy the client. You know, if they want to speak, we'll have the conversation at the start, the consultation, you know, etc., whatever. And I'll only speak to that client if I'm figuring out something with them, you know, and if it comes to their haircut or I'm discussing their toner with them or their hair colour. That's the only time. But I suppose that's the relationship I have with my clients, that I know who wants to talk and who doesn't want to talk, you know. But it has become a very notable thing in salons now around the country, and I've seen it. Like, there's a friend of mine in a salon in Waterford has it. She actually has a sign up, then you can actually turn it around and you can let your stylist know that way whether you want to have a conversation or not. So you can have a silent appointment that it actually can be requested within
a silent appointment.
Yeah, that's what they're actually known as, and it can be requested within the salon.
Wow.
Yeah, so it is definitely something there, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think, you see, there's two sides to this. There are people, let's say somebody who works in a busy work environment and their head is fried and they go to get a blow dry or whatever, they just want peace and quiet for an hour.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is you could have somebody who lives on their own, maybe doesn't see anyone from one end of the week to the next. And the chat with the stylist.
And that's exactly it. Like,
the lifeline.
Massively, because like we have from young to old that come into us. Like, I have a massive age group variety. And, you know, I do have those ladies that come into me that just love literally the banter and just the chat, like once a week, you know. And then I have, say, you know, as you said, the busy people in offices all day and working in big crowds that just want to zone out. And look, personally myself, there is some days that if you've had a busy day, like, I know I don't sound, I've been talking a lot all weekend as well, hence the hoarseness of the voice, but some days I do like to shut down as well, just and kind of go into my own space, because our job is we're constantly talking and we're constantly having a conversation with someone. So like us as stylists as well, sometimes we do like to kind of have the no chat as well. So they're like, it can work both ways really. Do you know, it's not...
Yeah, I often wondered as well when young stylists are trained in,
yeah,
are they given any training in that whole interaction with the customer? How to make small talk,
well,
if you like.
To be honest, you have to be trained in the whole customer service side of things. And that is something I suppose I've seen that over the years, you know, and the younger generation coming up under me, kind of, in a way. And a lot of them do tend to shut down when they're doing hair now. But I feel, is that just the different society? Like, you know, I suppose that age group is more like reared on phones, like, in a sense, you know, we're all social media and whatever, whereas in my time we did a lot of talking while we were training and things, and we had the radio on in the background, and, you know, they were always able to make a discussion. Whereas now I feel that, like, when they're training, it's solely their training, and they're just making sure that their job is correct, you know. So I don't know if that converse is there anymore, whereas I do like to do it when I have youngsters in with me, and anything up to, it doesn't matter what age you are really when you're training, but like I always say, you know, you have to make a bit of conversation. That friendliness has to come across, because you want that person to like you in a way that, going, isn't she a bubbly person? That, you know, you can get that nice bounce as well, instead of it, someone going out the door going, oh, I don't know about her. You know, like, you don't want that ignorance factor either to come across.
There's a fine line though, because you, I mean, nobody wants someone doing their hair who's surly and has a
face
on.
That's exactly it.
You don't want a chatterbox either.
No. So you kind of have to meet the middle of the road, and that's what I always say is you'll know when a person wants to chat and you'll know when a person does want to chat, and that's where you have to read the body language, really.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where a big thing, and that's something I always make sure that I include with anyone that comes through my doors of staff. You got to read the person, and then you know where your limits are.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, as we go to the break, Emma, we've lots of questions for her, but as we go to the break, let's throw that out there. And I mean, it applies to men too when they're going to the barbers to get their hair cut. Do you like a bit of chat? Do you like a lot of chat? Or would you prefer if your stylist just kept their head in the game and their eyes on your head rather than chatting to you? Do tell us what your preference is when you go to get your hair cut or hair done. 083 300 3300. Back in a moment with more from Emma.
Radio Kids Behind the Chair on Talk About, in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, we are speaking to award-winning Kerry hairstylist Emma Quirk, who is with us every month. Emma has her own salon here in Tralee, just across the road from Radio Kerry on Main Street, and she's answering your hair queries. Now, another interesting one, on not dissimilar to the last one. A listener wants to know, the salon I use stopped supplying magazines for customers to read during COVID, but they never resumed providing them. Is there a reason for this? Yeah, you had to stop providing magazines because of COVID.
COVID, yeah, because of obviously handing them, like there was no way of sanitising them down, basically. But I think people just found their own, you know, they brought in their own book or they brought in their own Kindle, or, you know, people just wanted to be on their phone or something, you know. So people found their own ways and means around things. And then some salons introduce like a Digimag, but then your phone had to be compatible with the QR code and stuff. But what it was is that you'd scan this QR code and you'd get magazines and newspapers up on your phone, basically. So salons did start supplying that then, just to kind of make something different. But yeah, it was just, I think it just kind of just fell off the wagon. But I've been in other salons since COVID myself, and I have seen some magazines being supplied again. So I think it's just been the salon's own preference, or either whether they bring them in or not, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think if you're getting a colour or a cut, it's part of the whole experience that you get.
Yeah, you flick your magazine.
Cup of tea and the nice new Hello magazine fresh out of the printers.
Oh, for sure. I think it's just been a salon preference. And I think, like, I suppose when they went, it was kind of one of those things that you just didn't think about again. You know, that you kind of say, do you bring them back or don't you bring them back? You know, so.
Yeah, this is it. Another question, this is from Orla. She says, I have long, straight, thick hair. I was thinking of getting it cut up short like a pixie crop, but I'm afraid it will age me. I'm 45. Would Emma have any advice? Depends on her face, doesn't it?
Yeah, face shape is a big thing, but that's a serious change. So I applaud her for that. What I would suggest is, best thing is going into her salon, or if she's coming into ourselves, what the big thing is, having a consultation, having a look at face shape, maintenance, lifestyle, you know, other activities that would be during the week, you know, exercise or swimming or whatever. And it just all comes down to that, like manageability, and then maybe actually gradually doing the style. So, like, you know, instead of going straight up into a pixie, you might cut it to length. And then having a discussion that, like, the hairdresser actually might give a few suggestions as well. That, because it sounds so drastic, from long hair right up to a pixie, it's such a transformation. And look, the customer is always right at the end of the day, but we're there to kind of give the guidance on it, you know. And you might be able to come up with two different styles and blend them together, you know, to go up into that short look, but something that would suit her as well, you know. So definitely it's worth, before doing the big change, I would definitely go into your salon or go to your stylist, wherever you go, and having a really good chat about it, and just having a good think, having a look at pictures as well and saying, okay, these are my few options. Do you think this is going to suit my face? Do you think it's going to suit my lifestyle? Etc, etc. Like, it's fine saying going up to Pixie. It depends on how short of a Pixie you're going to go, because there's a bit of maintenance in it. And when you go that short, like, I have a, I would have a really big clientele of, like, Pixie haircuts, and every one of them are into me between every 4 and 6 weeks as well. So there's a lot.
Maintenance
is huge in it, even just for the cutting, outside of what the maintenance is at home. So there's a lot to be considered in it. So that's something definitely I would be saying, think about it and have a consultation first.
It's kind of scary for a stylist as well if somebody with long hair comes in and says, I want a complete change. I want my hair chopped up short and dyed a different colour. Yeah. And, you know, we do, like women particularly, we get mad notions sometimes we want a total change, dramatic change. Yeah. So I suppose you'd be kind of trying to talk them down from the ledge a bit.
Always my first three words to them, are you sure? That's all I say. Are you sure?
Yeah.
But then, I talk them through the whole haircut, you know, like, are you sure, will we go as far as this first, blow dry it and then see, you know, and you do it in a gradual thing that both people are feeling comfortable within the whole appointment, instead of, you know, just the stylist tearing away at the style and then it's done and you can't stick it back on.
Yeah, this is it.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
No.
You'd be in looking for extensions. Yeah. A couple of comments in about the, you know, to chat or not to chat. Mm. A listener says, just listening to your conversation about the talking in a hair salon, my pet hate is stylists talking to each other. That wouldn't bother me in the slightest. I mean, you have to talk to each other, don't you?
Well, it depends on what the conversation is.
Mm.
That's also, and that was always kind of a bit of a pet hate. Grand if you're at the backwash and both clients and the stylists are all involved in the one conversation, that's fine. But if the two stylists at the back of the two clients are having a conversation about their Saturday night out,
yeah,
and the two clients are listening to that, I don't like that. I don't think it's like
professional.
It's not professional, but like, you don't need your personal life being talked out on the salon floor either. You know, there's a staff room for that too.
Yeah, exactly. It reminds me, the one we get in from people most frequently is when they go up to, not in the hair salon,
but
a shop or somewhere, when they go up to pay and they're at the checkout or at the counter.
Yeah.
And there's two people behind the counter ignoring them
and talking to each other. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That seems to annoy a lot of people. One listener says, I live on my own and I love to have a chat with somebody when I'm getting my hair cut. So that's exactly what we said. Catherine was on to say she loves the chats and especially the cup of tea while waiting for her colour to take. And she says, my hair has come on great since getting treatments. I was thinking about that actually, and just coming back to lockdowns again. Of course, we were all forced to do our own colours there for a long, long time. Did you see a lot of damage when the restrictions were lifted?
Yeah, there was a few chaotic, all right. But look, do you know what? I think people understood that they knew by doing this that it was going to take a bit of time. It wasn't going to happen overnight, you know, of the fixing in inverted commas, as we like to call it. And then there were some people that just persevered and, you know, bought their root sprays, or they just left it go. You know, and I had I had about 15 or 20 clients that actually went grey fully because of it too.
Because of it.
Yeah, do you know, so like, yeah, there was a bit of damage done, but sure, it was fixable damage. It was fine.
Listener says, can Emma suggest a good blow dry brush? And she says, I presume she means she has a straight bob and she wants to give it volume. She says straight bob volume.
Okay.
That makes sense to you, yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably looking for volume on the root. So my go-to of a brush, even for myself, I blow dry mine with a paddle brush. I love a paddle brush because they're wide, you're getting a lot of hair, and when you're doing the volume, it's all about kind of raising the root up when you're blow drying it up. So you're going in the direction of up, I suppose, up to the sky more than downwards, because you're actually going to flatten it. But with the paddle brush, you're stretching the root as well, so you're not creating any kinks or anything. And the thing is, with a paddle brush as well, the air is circling through the hair more, so it's actually drying it off. So you're actually getting that bit of volume that literally just then I will just quickly run the hairdryer and the brush just down on the ends of my hair, and it just smoothens it all in.
So a paddle brush?
A paddle brush, yeah.
Okay.
Now, some people do like a round brush as well, but I just think the paddle brush, it's, I suppose it's how we were trained. We would have had to train with a paddle brush or a vent brush. So they're similar, but they're just, one is smaller than the other.
Yeah.
And I would actually, like, I have a lot of my clients thought with a vent brush, especially with bobs and stuff, just fine for kind of getting that more softer look at the back, you know, instead of it all kicking out, and just in the direction that you're going, so left to right, even with a fringe as well. That's what people tend to struggle with, and I find the paddle brush and the vent brush or a comb are great for that. The trick is that if you want it to sit nice and soft, always blow dry it in the opposite direction of what way you want it to sit.
Okay. Oh, there's an insider tip for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Emma, we'll end on a, what I think is a very... I think you'll enjoy this.
Go on.
Texter says, he doesn't leave his name, "I don't know Emma's age, but she sounds great. And if I was a young fella again, I wouldn't mind her chatting to me while she'd be cutting my hair."
Oh, thank
Emma's
you.
Blushing. I can tell whoever it is out there, Emma is blushing. You've made our Emma blush. So there you go, someone who's kind of fallen for you from the, see that husky voice,
that husky
Emma.
Voice, yeah.
That's it's working for you, girl. Listen, we leave it there for this month, but you're open across, well, you're not open today, it's Monday, but you're open across the way, Emma Cork Hair, Main Street, Tralee. And you're on social media.
On social media, yeah. And the salon number is 06671-29602. And you can contact us by email as well. It's emmaquirkhair@gmail.com.
I'm just going to slip in a final one. This has literally just popped up. Someone who has psoriasis on their scalp. Any tips for that?
That's something I would have to look at with the camera. Okay. Just so that we can specifically see that if it does need more with doctor's attention than just to help him with a shampoo and a treatment by us. I just have to look at the severity of it, to be honest.
Okay, so just to tell that listener, Emma has a special camera in the salon where she can examine your scalp in great detail. So worth popping into her for that. Great stuff, Emma. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Enjoyed that. And we'll chat to you again.